The Cubs taking on the Cardinals. Chicago's magic number to clinch the NL Central down to two coming into this one. They're pretty loose before the game. They'd waste little time getting on the board in the first inning. Bases loaded. Addison Russell facing Luke Weaver.
1-2. Line drive right field, and it's going to get to the wall. Bryant scores. Rizzo is in. Zobrist heading home. He is safe. Addison Russell clears the bases, and the Cubs lead 3-0. He is second in the NL and wins above replacement. And right on cue, he pummels one to left, and it's gone. A home run for Bryant, his 29th. And somebody set off some fireworks. 5-0 Cubs.
There's a mole. There's a Cubs spy in the firework department here at Busch Stadium. Yes, it's called the firework department. Everybody knows that.
Well, I'm guessing the Rockies and the Brewers are rooting for the Cubs tonight. Russell into foul ground.
Look out.
He's got a handful of nachos is what he has.
Oh, my.
Well, he did make a catch. It just wasn't the baseball. It was some nachos is what he caught.
The Cardinals took care of those fans and Addison Russell as well, because he's a good guy. Nicely done. Baez in the air to left. It's deep. Fan will watch it go. A home run into the bullpen. That knocks in three, and the Cubs lead 8-1.
The Cubs' magic number down to one to win the NL Central as they take it 10-2. John Lester is 12th victory, allowing just a run in six frames, striking out four. Chris Bryant, three hits and scores twice. Javier Baez, two hits and three RBIs before he had to leave the game with an undisclosed injury. Yadier Molina had to exit the game after two straight foul balls off his mask on consecutive pitches. Chris Bryant, three hits and two runs scored. He talked to the media after the game.
We're having a lot of fun with it, that's for sure. I mean, it's nice to come out and get an early lead there for John. He battled. I thought he did a great job. But yeah, that four-run inning there in the first was great. Kind of eased into it a little bit, and, you know, I think it was a great game all around.
You say you're having a lot of fun. Did Addison Russell have any fun tonight with the nachos? What were the guys saying to him in the dugout?
That was hilarious. I mean, he had no clue the wall was there. I kind of felt bad. I probably should have let him know, but I mean, I haven't seen anything like that in my big league career so far, so I'll certainly remember that for a long time.
So you're saying you would have gone back, delivered nachos, taken a selfie, all that?
I don't know if I would have done that. I mean, I would have been pretty embarrassed, but he had some fun with it. You know, kind of reminded me of Angels in the Outfield there with the nacho butt, but that was fun, man. It's just, you know, about something about this team. I mean, we just have fun with everything that happens in the game, and that certainly was another great thing that happened.
Well, last but not least, I know you don't like to jump ahead necessarily, but what would it mean to get the job done here in St. Louis? I know that's what you guys are obviously trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter where we are. I mean, you know, it'd certainly be nice. It's just different than last year. I mean, doing it so early last year, but this year, I mean, you know, to do it here would be great. I mean, I know the guys that have been here for a while have kind of been beaten down by the Cardinals for a long time. You know, they're a great organization, but sure, it'd be nice to do it here.
The series continues on Tuesday. Jake Arrieta on the hill.